弟兄姊妹大家平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters.
感谢主的恩典啊，让我们可以在教会聚集来敬拜神啊，进入神的安息。
Thanks to the grace of God that we may be able to all come to church to keep His Sabbath day.
今天晚上小弟用虚空人生中的唯一依靠啊作为题目跟大家来查考。
Tonight I would like to use the topic "The Only Trust of Vanity" to share with everyone.
我们读经进度应该刚刚读完诗篇的第一卷。
According to our Bible reading schedule, we should have just finished the first book of Psalms, the first part of Psalms.
所以我们在读第一卷的时候，会发现许多祷告是大卫的祷告。
When we're reading the first part, we realize that there are many prayers of David.
那大卫他用他人生的经验告诉我们许多我们在世上真的能够得到依靠的是谁。
Through David's experiences, we can see David explains who we can trust in our lives.
那他也让我们了解他对人生的体会是什么样。
And he helps us understand experience in life.
所以我们今天晚上从39篇跟40篇呢这两篇大卫的诗来看看人生呢真的想一想有时候真的是虚空。
Tonight we're going to use Psalms 39 and 40 to study that in our lives it is truly vanity.
如果今天没有神，我们世人所追求的，其实最后都是像梦一样，最后都是不实际的。
If we do not have God in our lives, in the end, it is like a dream. There's nothing.
我们其实真的能够拥有的最后都会觉得说都没有价值。
Everything that we have in the end we feel is of no value.
那我们也可以从这两篇诗篇里面看到大卫他的体会，在这虚空当中，谁才是他真正的依靠？
From these two psalms, through David's experiences, we can see, through amongst the vanity, who does David trust?
他在这变化无常的这个人生里面呢，他是怎么样来依靠？得到依靠，然后真的得到满足。
In this changing life, who does he trust and how does he receive satisfaction?
所以我们来看一下他所得到的依靠，就是我们今天所敬拜这位真神，他如何来带领我们人生变得不虚空。
Let's look at who he relies on, who is this God we worship today to help our lives not be in vain.
然后接下来我们会谈一谈当我们了解什么是我们真正依靠的时候，我们应当做什么
？After we understand who our true reliance is, what should we do?
所以我们的人生就变得很充实，一点也不虚空。
That our lives will become very full and not have vanity.
虽然在世上的日子可能短少
，But although our days and our lives can be short.
但是我们确实很有盼望。
But actually, we have a lot of hope.
我们的人生事实上是非常有价值。
That our lives have value.
我们会觉得人生这一趟不会白走。
We feel that our lives are not walked in vain.
所以我们今天晚上就来看这个主题，看大卫他给我们的提醒。
Tonight we will look at this topic and look at the warnings David has given.
我们首先看诗篇三十九篇。
Let's first look at Psalms chapter 39.
三十五篇的第四节。
39
篇第四节
Chapter 39 verse 4
第四节说主啊求你叫我晓得我身之中我的寿数几何叫我知道我的生命不长
Verse 4 Lord make me to know my end and what is the measure of my days that I may know how frail I am
第五节说你使我的年日载如手掌我一生的年数在你面前如同无有个人最稳妥的时候真是全然虚幻
Verse 5, Indeed, you have made my days as handbreadths, and my age is as nothing before you. Certainly, every man at his best state is but vapor.
你看他这里实际上是大卫他内心向神说的话。
Here, these are the words David said in his heart to God.
大卫他的为人呢非常谨守，很谨慎。
That David was very vigilant.
也就是说他在特别是在人面前在这个他不喜欢的人面前，他讲话非常小心。
That in front of people, especially people who don't like him, he is very careful with his words.
所以他时常用嚼环 放在自己的嘴巴里，所以他的嘴巴不会乱说话。
He is often very careful, and he won't use his words rashly.
他所以他在人面前话语谨慎，他把许多的话，他把它拿到神面前跟神说。
In front of people, he's very vigilant with his words, and he takes his words in front of God.
所以第四节他就特别强调说他跟神说，主啊，求你让我晓得我身之中，知道我的寿数实际上是很短。
David on verse 4 says, Lord, make me to know my end, and what is the measure of my days?
也就是说，其实我们人生会年纪越大，会发现说，其实人生很短暂，很多日子一下子就过去了。
This is to say that as we get older, we realize that our lives are actually very short and goes by very fast.
大卫他这个体会跟摩西在诗篇九十篇所讲的很像。
And this experience David had is very similar to Moses in Psalms chapter 90.
摩西的祷告在诗篇九十篇说，我们人生真的像真的是一口气而已。
And Psalms chapter 90, Moses said that our lives are just a breath.
我们一生七十岁、八十岁其实真的好像没有什么。
That our days of our lives are like 70, 80 years, and it seems like it's nothing.
如果真的要去算一算到底有什么的时候，其实也都是充满劳苦愁烦而已。
That if we really want to count what happened in our lives, it is only labor.
所以像一口气那有时候就好像转眼就成空，然后我们就离开这个世界，就不存在了。
It is just a breath, and then it seems like we just leave this world and we do not exist anymore.
所以当时候摩西他也祈求神教导他怎么数算日子。
At that time, Moses also pleaded with God to teach him how to number his days.
那数算日子的时候，他就得到智慧。
And once he numbers his days, he receives wisdom.
他就知道他怎么样过这一生。
So he may know he will understand how to live his life.
所以我们看摩西的祷告，他就很强调他能够在这个短暂的日子里面看到神的荣美。
Through Moses' prayer, he emphasized being able to see the beauty of God.
能够体会到在神里面的喜乐。
To be able to experience joy in the Lord.
爱能够让他的子孙认识这位荣耀的真神。
And for his descendants to know this Savior.
然后让他自己也能够觉得他这一生所做的事情不会突然虚空。
And for himself to know that things he has done in his life is not in vain.
所以我们看大卫他的心情，他的祷告跟摩西是类似的。
So we see David's attitude in his prayer is very similar to that of Moses.
那所以三十九篇的第五节他说我的年日载如手掌。
In chapter 39, verse 5, it says, "You have made my days as handbreadths."
也就是说，我们人的一生这几十年，在神面前，在永恒的神面前，等于是没有一样。
This is to say that in front of God, the days of our lives are as nothing.
就算我们最稳妥，就是我们最巅峰的时候，真的也是虚空的。
That even when we're it seems like we're very high, but it's actually nothing.
所以这里。你看大卫他求神指教三件事情。
Here David asked God three things.
第一个就是他认为他让他能够明白人生不长，就是时间很短暂。
The first is to let him understand that that life is short.
所以我们今天如果懂得知道我们的人生不长，我们时间不多的时候，我们就不会浪费时间。
Today, if we understand that our lives are short, we will not waste time.
因为每一个时间都很宝贵。
Because our time is very precious.
所以今天我们要了解我们人的一生青春年日很短。
Today we have to understand that the days of our lives are very short.
所以你要懂有智慧的人，他要懂得把握时间。
Those who have wisdom learn how to take care of their time.
那懂得把握时间的人，他基本上能够学习更多，他也能够更能去体会这一生到底应该怎么过。
Those who know how to value their time know how to spend their days wisely.
那第二个。你看他第五节是求神指教他能够发现人生是虚幻的。
In verse 5, the second thing is for God to teach him that that their days are as handbreadth.
也就是说，我们今天人生你再怎么样觉得很 很了不起的时候，其实在神面前基本上是等于虚空了一样。
In our lives, no matter how great we think we are, but in front of God, it is actually all vanity.
也就是说，我们把属世的这些成就跟神永恒的这个生命跟神绝对的标准来比较，真的是等于没有。
If we compare our worldly success with the glory of God, it is actually nothing.
所以我们人生会觉得虚伪，比如说我们人会在神面前懂得谦卑了。
That if we feel that our lives are vanity, we have to learn to be humble.
不管我们做什么，我们自己觉得多了不起，在神面前基本上是等于没有。
No matter what we do in our lives, as great as we think we are in front of God, it is actually nothing.
所以这个有这样的一个认知的人，他在神面前，在人面前就懂就会谦卑。
If we have this type of understanding in front of God, we will learn how to be humble.
那第三件事情，如果我们看第六节
，The third thing in verse six，
他说：“世人行动时系幻影，他们忙乱，真是枉然。积蓄财宝，不知将来有谁收取。”
Verse six: Surely every man walks about like a shadow. Surely they busy themselves in vain. He heaps up riches and does not know who will gather them.
也表示说，让大卫他求神，让他能够看清楚，今天许多的忙碌。人生的忙碌其实是枉然，就是没有价值。
David is asking God to help him see that all the work in this life is actually worth nothing.
真的，我们今天人生如果只是为了这个世界的打拼最后真的是什么都没有。
Today in our lives, if we just fight for things of this world, in the end, we'll end up with nothing.
过去这十几天，小弟在搬家，在清理自己的住的地方。
Over the past few days, I was moving and I was cleaning my house.
在几天里面要把所有的东西都整理过，把它要扔的把它扔掉，要打包的打包，要让所有的这些需要的东西能够移到这个地方来。
So within a few days, I needed to pack what I needed to pack and throw out what I needed to throw out.
其实我在整理当中发现说，许多过去觉得很有价值的人，到最后其实真的没有什么价值。
While I was cleaning, I realized that the things I thought were of value in the past were actually of no value now.
有许多我们真的觉得有价值的是在当时候那个阶段一个短暂的价值而已。
Things we thought were of value were only of value during that short period of time.
看到过去是自己所写的这些文章，自己所做的研究。
I saw many articles I wrote and some research I did in the past.
结果发现说，其实这些东西。现在再回头去看嘛，真的有多少人在看？真的有多少价值存在那里呢
？That I realize all these things, who would actually read them? How much value is?
但是，为了要得到这些，花了多少时间、精神在里
？But in order to receive these, we spend a lot of effort.
除了说得到一些，当时候你觉得说，到好像自己觉得很有价值这种自己的成就感之外，好像。实际上看起来并没有真的能够延续，不要说几年，就是不要说一辈子，就几年都没有。
We felt that it was a value and very rewarding in the past, but just within a few years, it seems like it's nothing.
那最后这个慢慢就觉得说，这个劳苦到底是为了什么
？And slowly we realized all this labor, what was it for?
所以发现说，其实真的让我们得到满足，让我们得到喜乐的，不是这些东西的。
And we realize that the things that give us satisfaction and joy are not these things.
因为我们真的人生在这个短暂的时间里面，花了好多的精神做一些没有实质价值的事情，真的是白费功夫。
In our short lives, we spend our time doing these things that are of no value.
除非我们能够把这样的一个工作，这样的一个劳力，把它转换成我们更认识神，我们更看清楚我们人生当走的方向。
Unless we can change all this labor into helping us understanding God better，
我们不会像一般世人在这一个世界上的工作里面被绑住，然后就把整个人生都投注在这个工作上。
That we won't be bound by the labor in this world like the many people in this world，
因为到最后我们也都会退休。
Because in the end, we will all retire.
我们所做的事情最后都不成过去。
And everything we've done in the past will go away.
所以大卫他有智慧，就是他懂得向神祈求这三件事情。
David had wisdom because he knew to plead to God about.
让他看清楚人生真的是如果没有一个永恒的价值，他人生到底是为了什么
？To help him see that in his life. That without God, what is there?
啊，所以你看大卫他的啊，他的心情哈，他在第十二节他说，我们看第十二节。
We can see in verse 12 David's attitude.
主啊，求你听我祷告，留心听我的呼求。他说我流泪，求你不要静默无声，因为我在你面前是客旅，是寄居的，像我列祖一般。
Verse 12, hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear to my cry. Do not be silent at my tears, for I am a stranger with you, a sojourner as all my fathers were.
这就是大卫 他的体会，他人生只是客旅，寄居的。
This was David's experience, and his life he was just a sojourner.
他年老 要死以前，他跟他儿子说，我要走世人都要走的那条路。
That when he was old, he told his son that he has walked the way of all the earth.
所以他知道在世上只是暂时的。
He knew that, that in this world it was temporary.
最后他都要归到列祖那里去。
That in the end he will return to the Lord.
那列祖在哪里？
And where is the Lord?
列祖回到天父真神那里去了。
And this is to return to the Heavenly Father.
因为他列祖是神选的人。
Because he was chosen by God.
那所以最后就回到这个爱他们的神那边去了。
So in the end, return to the God who loves them.
所以他特别说，我的列祖来了也走了，是客人，我也是跟我列祖一样。
That he especially says that all my fathers came and left, and I am just like my fathers.
所以我们今天一定要对身份，我们在世上的身份有很清楚的认知。
Today we have to have a very clear understanding of our status in this world.
如果我们只是暂时的，我们就不会很在意。现在到底说我用了多少
？If this is just temporary, we will not put too much emphasis on this world.
你看，我们今天如果有这个寄居哈，在世上是寄居的这个认识，我们在世上经营生活的时候的方式就不一样。
If we have this understanding that we are just sojourners in this world, we will live our lives differently.
我们在搬家的过程当中就发现了很多时候，你那个家里把它花了很多精神下去啊，最后也是要离开。
When we were moving, we realized that we have spent a lot of effort building this house, but in the end, we still have to leave.
没有人能够永远住在一个地方不会动的。
Nobody can stay in one place forever and not move.
所以有时候常常搬家会让我们更了解人生真的是像客旅一般呢。
Sometimes when we move, it helps us understand better that we are only sojourners.
要过简单的生活不容易的。
It is not easy to live a simple life.
因为我们在这个在这一个世界上，有太多的物质会让我们觉得说，好像没有这些不行。
Because in this world, we have so many things that make us feel like we cannot live without.
但是，在如果是真的是做客的人，如果有很多的家当，它是一种累赘。
But
他就走不了其他地方了。
If we are sojourners and we have so many things with us, it is difficult for us to journey.
就很难从一个地方搬到一个地方去了。
It is hard to move from one place to another.
但是小弟在整理家里家务的时候，发现真的还没有像圣经所说的要过简单的人生这样的一个实际的生活。
While I was moving, I realized that we haven't achieved this living such a simple life.
家里装了好多东西。
In our house, there are so many things.
但是这些东西事实上有用吗？也不见得。
That are all these things of use that.
但是我们就觉得好像没有这些东西，觉得好像不太自在。
That we feel like without these things we can't.
很自然的，你就会拥有。
That naturally we want these.
因为每一天每一段时间，我们可能都会把一些东西带到自己的家里面来。
That every day we may bring different things into our house.
那我们可能就没有把一些不用的东西把它清走。
And we didn't clean the things we don't need.
我们一觉得说这个东西好像有用。
And then we realize these things seem to be useful.
我们可能觉得说以后可能会有用。
We may think that in the future this may be useful.
但是我们是以现在的情形在看以后也许有用。
That we are using our current situation to think that these things may be useful in the
future. 但等到以后那个时候，我们自己的心情可能又不一样了。
But when the future comes, our attitude may be a little different.
因为当以后来到的时候，我们就已经老了。
But when the future comes, we are older.
我们发现以后现在的就是现在就是以前的以后，我们觉得以后不见得是我们现在所想的这样子。
That our present day it was the future of the past, and it wasn't what we think it would be.
这说明这个我们人生是动态的，每一天都在变化。
This shows that our lives are changing.
所以其实我们人生是客旅，就是让我们了解身上我们有太多的杂物，会让我们的人生变复杂，但是之后变得虚空。
We are sojourners in this world, and we realize we have many things in our lives that make our lives too complicated, and in the end, it's all vanity.
那这是为什么彼得他在年老的时候，他也这样子劝勉啊啊主的门徒。
This is why Peter, in his old age, he told the people.
我们看彼得前书第二章。
Let's look at First Peter chapter two.
彼得前书第二章。
First Peter chapter two.
二章第十一节。
Chapter two, verse 11.
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们是客旅，是寄居的。我劝你们要禁戒肉体的私欲，这私欲是与灵魂征战的。
Verse 11, beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul.
那这里特别提到这个肉体的私欲。
Here it especially talks about fleshly lusts.
那表示说我们今天想要拥有许多物质的这个欲望呢，事实上是从肉体的情欲来的。
That today we may have these worldly wishes, they come from fleshly lusts.
那这个私欲是跟灵魂征战。
That the flesh is in war against the soul.
也就是说，我们的灵魂，其实我们最后都大家都知道，说我们人生最后都会结束，有一天都要离开。
We all know that in the end, our lives will end. We will one day leave.
但是我们总是放不下。
But we cannot put this down.
所以你看，圣灵，他是其实要让我们时时想到天国的事。
But the Holy Spirit wants us to think about the things of heaven.
要让我们对这个世界看得更清楚、更透彻。
To help us have a clearer understanding of this world.
但是有时候我们肉体的私欲总是 会胜过这个圣灵的提醒。
But sometimes our fleshly lusts are greater than the warnings of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们就会一直想要拥有更多东西。
So we think we want more.
但是彼得他这里特别提醒我们说，我们一定要小心，去控制我们这个私欲，想要拥有很多物质的这个想法。
But Peter here warns us we have to be careful and abstain from fleshly lusts.
他的着眼点也是，我们是客旅，是寄居的。
And he says that we are sojourners and pilgrims.
所以虚空的人生，真的最后要是从因为知道我们有一天都会离开这个事实来看的。
That we know that all is vanity because we know we will one day leave this world.
我们现在看回来第三十九篇的第十三节。
Let's look back to chapter 39, verse 13.
求你宽容我，使我在去而不返之间可以力量复原。
13. Remove your gaze from me that I may regain strength before I go away and am no more.
这就是大卫他从他认知这个人生虚空这个事实之后，他怎么转变的？
This is how David changed after he understood that this life was all vanity.
其实他的力量从这个天上的真神来的。
That his strength came from the Lord.
所以今天我们要认识真神，我们人生才会有方向。
Today we have to truly know God to have direction in life.
许多世人其实急急忙急急营营去追求很多的物质，是因为他不认识真神，他不知道那个神永恒的价值。
Many people in this world pursue worldly things because they do not know the true God.
但是这个时候，你看大卫他祈求神，让他可以在人生还有一口气存在的时候，他可以认知谁才是真正应该要拥有的。
But here David prays to God that while he still has breath to truly understand what is of value.
他真正应该拥有的是神本身。
That he should truly have God himself.
他真正能够依靠的是这位真神，这位爱他的神。
But the only one he can rely on is this God.
所以你看他在第四十篇的时候，他就说我耐性等候神，他垂听我的呼求。
In chapter 40, David says he waited patiently for the Lord and he inclined to me.
这位神要把我们从祸坑污泥当中把他拉上来。
That this God will bring him out of this horrible pit.
我们看第二节。
Let's look at verse 2.
今天他说他从祸坑里从污泥当中把我拉上来，使我的脚立在磐石上，使我的脚步稳当。
He also brought me out of a horrible pit out of the miry clay and set my feet upon a rock.
你看他这里从祸坑从污泥当中拉上来什么意思？
What does it mean to bring him out of a horrible pit out of the miry clay?
其实是这个就是肉体的私欲，这个就是罪恶的捆绑。
This is the bondage of sin.
大卫他很了解神怎么 救他脱离祸患的。
David knew very clearly how God saved him.
所以今天其实我们从人生虚空的这个事实里面呢，我们进一步会看到，如果没有神，我们就离不开这样的一个束缚。
Today, if we understand the truth that life is vanity, then we won't leave this.
多少人真的能够看清世界，能够说放弃物质的追求，然后再追求属灵的
？How many people are willing to put down the things of the world to pursue spirituality?
很少
，very few.
所以这是为什么说真的能够得救进天国的人是少数。
This is why we say that it is the people who are able to enter heavenly kingdom.
因为人总是看到眼前的。
Because we always see what is in front of us.
看不到属灵的事物。
We cannot see the spiritual things.
所以他这里他说神他会把我从祸坑当中拉上来。
It says God will bring me out of a horrible pit.
让我脚站在磐石上。
Set my feet upon a rock.
所以他可以生活过得很坚定。
He can live a stable life.
他知道他可以做什么。
He knows what he can do.
所以在这个虚空的人生当中，大卫他现在有个依靠。
And in this life of vanity, David has someone to rely on.
这个依靠就是让他可以离开罪恶，能够站在这个坚定的地步上，看到人生他应该走的方向。
This reliance can bring him out of sin and set his feet upon a rock.
所以他的脚步很稳呢。
That his steps are very established.
他每一步都知道他自己要做什么，要走向哪里。
That with every step he knows where he is going.
他的人生就跟世人不同了。
That his life is different from the people of the
world. 所以今天你看，我们真的依靠真神的人，我们的生活方式跟不信人就不同。
Today, for those of us who trust in God, the way we live our lives are different from the others.
我们的价值观念，我们认为有价值的跟世人就不一样了。
What we think is of value is different from people of this world.
第三节他说，他使我的口唱新歌，就是赞美我们神的话。许多人必看见而惧怕，并要倚靠神。
Verse 3, he has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it and fear and will trust in the Lord.
那所以今天我们一定要认识这位值得依靠的真神。
Today we have to know this God we can trust.
我们越认识神，我们就会赞美他。
The more we know God, the more we will praise Him.
他说他使我口唱新歌，他不但让我离开这个祸坑污泥，他会让我心情喜乐，能够歌颂赞美。
That not only has He brought me out of this horrible pit, but He has put a new song in my mouth.
所以你看今天这些新歌我们唱的诗歌就是赞美我们神的话语。
Today, these hymns we sing are praising God.
我们也看到说，你看今天有些时候人唱歌在抒发自己的感情。
Today, many people are singing songs to stir up their own emotions.
有时候连赞美诗，他们所谓赞美神的诗歌都不是在歌颂神的伟大。
Even some of the songs they say they're praising God, but they're not truly praising the
mightiness. 最后都是在抒发自己内心的感情而已。
In the end, they're just stirring up their own emotions.
那这样的一个歌，它不会感动人的，不会提升我们人的灵性。
That these types of songs do not stir up our
就是会让我们人很感性这样而已。
That it just
很激动而已。
It just causes us to be very emotional.
就好像我今天自己的歌诉说了我的心情，让我可以得到释放。
For example, today that this song explains my life.
但是我们今天如果真的在唱诗赞美神的，我们一定是在歌颂神的伟大，在看到神对我们人生的带领，我们对他的这个敬拜。
But today, if we are singing hymns to praise God, we will understand that we are praising the Almighty God.
我们会看到自己很渺小。
We'll see that we are very small.
我们会看到神他拯救我们的这个伟大救恩。
We will see that God has God's grace that He has saved us.
那所以这个就是大卫他找到人生他的依靠。
That here David has found who to rely on in his life.
第四节他说
，Verse 4 he says,
那倚靠神不理会狂傲和偏向虚假之辈的，这人变为有福。
Blessed is that man who makes the Lord his trust and does not respect the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies.
这里提到有福，谁是有福的
？Here it says who is blessed.
他这里提到三种选择。
There are three choices.
第一个选择，他选择倚靠神人，这个是有福的。
The first choice is those who choose to trust in the Lord.
第二个选择，他是不会去理会这个狂傲之辈，就是这些很骄傲的人旁边周围的这个影响力，他可以把他拒绝。
The second choice that he does not respect the proud, that he is able to resist those who are proud around him.
你看第三个选择就是他可以不理会偏向虚假之辈的人，就是离开谎言了。
The third choice is to turn aside to these lies.
就是今天有些人他是拜假神啊。
And many people today worship a fake god.
但是他拜假神，他讲的也很好听啊。
That even though they're not truly worshiping God, that they still are able to speak.
也很有说服力啊，就是很 persuading， 就是当你听了很好像觉得很有道理。
They're very persuasive.
所以他这里特别提到说，今天我们要选择依靠神。
And here he especially says we have to choose to trust in the Lord.
那这个选择的依据是什么？为什么我们会选择依靠神，而不会选择 骄傲或者是虚假呢？
And why is it that we would choose to trust in the Lord and not to choose to be proud?
其实你看我们今天世人一般人说要谦卑的少，大部分人都很骄傲。
Today in this world, very few people are humble, most are proud.
骄傲就是说他不会听别人讲，他会一直觉得自己是很对的。
Being proud means that they do not listen to other people and they think they are always right.
但是同时人也是很虚假的。
But at the same time, we are...
你看人很容易都是做表面功夫啊。
That we're, men often, do things just to let other people see.
你看有时候我们看到世人他所讲的话，就是他在人面前讲一样，但是在背后又讲不一样的。
Many people we see that they say certain words in front of people and then turn around and say something else.
我们看四十一篇。
If we look at chapter 41,
你看到这个世人真正的面目。
We can see the true nature of people.
四十一节四十一篇的第六节。
Chapter 41, verse 6.
第六节他说，他来看我就说假话，他心存奸恶，走到外边才说出来。
Verse 6, and if he comes to see me, he speaks lies. His heart gathers iniquity to itself. When he goes out, he tells it.
第七节说，一切恨我的都交头接耳的议论我，他们设计要害我。
Verse 7, all who hate me whisper together against me. Against me, they devise my hurt.
第八节，他们说有怪病贴在他身上，他一躺卧，他必不能再起来了。
Verse 8, an evil disease, they say, clings to him. And now that he lies down, he will rise up no more.
第九节，连我知己的朋友，我所倚靠的，吃过我饭的，用脚踢我。
Verse 9, even my own familiar friend in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has lifted up his heel against me.
这句话第九节，这句话就是主耶稣在约翰福音十三章引用来讲犹大的。
Verse 9, Jesus used these words to talk about Judas in John chapter 13.
所以诗篇四十一篇也被归在弥赛亚的诗篇之一，因为他这里预言了耶稣基督的话。
That Psalms 41 has Jesus used these words.
对，四十一篇被称作弥赛亚的诗篇。
That this psalm is called a psalm of Messiah.
圣经有许诗篇里面有许多称作弥赛亚的诗篇，都是跟预言耶稣基督有关系的。
That there are certain psalms in the Bible that are songs of Messiah that have to do with Jesus.
好，那四十篇也有，我们等一下要看到。
And this is also the case with chapter 40.
那这里他特别提到，就是你看人内心啊，真的是虚假，有时候。嘴巴讲得很好听，但是内心里面很奸恶，他在人背后他就讲出来了。
That for men in our hearts, we may speak very sweetly, but we turn around and say lies.
哦，那所以你看，连跟我吃饭的人都用脚踢我，这个叫做恩将仇报，把这个恩人当作仇人来对待。
That even those who ate my bread has lifted up his heel against me.
这个就像犹大出卖主耶稣一样的。
This is like Judas betraying Jesus.
但是他在主面前也是表现了一副很听话的样子啊。
And from Jesus Christ, it seemed like he was very obedient.
哦，但是这个就是我们内心真的那罪性里面这个偏向虚假的这个事实。
But this is the truth of nature of lying in a man's heart.
你看我们今天有些时候孩子很自然的，你要讲谎话。
We can see today many children very naturally will lie.
因为他知道做这种事情不对，但是又没办法禁止自己不去做，所以就要做了之后只能够用谎言去遮盖啊。
Because they know that certain things are wrong, but then they do these things and they have to lie to cover up.
所以你看这里，我们人生三种选择，我们要选择倚靠神，我们要脱离虚假、骄傲。这当然，这一定要有什么东西让我们能够勇敢做这样的选择。
We have these choices in our lives. Do we choose to trust in the Lord, or do we respect the proud? That we have these choices.
我们才能够跟世人不一样的。
That we have to be different from people of this world.
他的这个立足点在哪里？看第四十篇的第五节。
If we look at chapter 40, verse 5.
第五节说：“主我们的神啊，你所行的奇事，并你向我们所怀的意念甚多，不能向你陈明。”
Verse 5, many, O Lord, my God, are your wonderful works which you have done, and your thoughts towards us cannot be recounted to you in order.
所以他这里第五节提到的就是神所行过的奇事。
That here, in verse 5, it talks about the wonderful works God has done.
就是第二部分就是神的意念。神的意念，神对我们世人所存的意念。
That the words that God has declared. The thoughts that...
你看
，That God has towards us.
神做了很多奇妙的事情，就是他的神迹，他的作为。
That God has done many miraculous things.
神对我们人所存的意念都是赐平安的意念，都是要让我们更趋向他的圣洁的这样的一个想法。
That the thoughts God has towards us are thoughts of peace.
所以我们要选择依靠神是有依据的，就是我们对这位所认识的敬拜的神，我们是能看出他的作为，我们也了解他的心意。
That we make this choice to trust in God, that we.
我们知道神在想什么。
That we know what God is thinking.
他对我们人是怎么看待的
？That how God views humans.
所以你看圣经特别强调说，其实神对他的百姓都是存着是平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念。
Like God says that the thoughts He thinks towards us are thoughts of peace.
有时候我们即使受到患难的时候，都是神对我们的这个恩典，因为他让我们更好。
And sometimes when we receive trials from God, these are blessings from God to help us to become better.
所以我们查考圣经，我们从周围生活当中体会神的作为，我们发现说这位神对我们太好了。
When we study the Bible and look at the miraculous works, we realize that this God is too good to us.
小弟在这几天在搬家的过程当中，体验到神的恩典。
Over the past few days while I was moving, I've experienced the blessings of God.
真的每一件事情神都把它安排的接得刚刚好。
That every single thing God has arranged perfectly.
本来不是这样安排的。
That this wasn't planned
originally. 但最后神都把它安排的就是这样衔接的非常的巧妙。
But in the end, God has planned everything perfectly.
星期一的时候，这个拖车公司来把车子载走。
On Monday, the tow truck company came to take the car.
这跟本来我们所预定的日期不太一样。
This date was different from the one we originally
set. 但是就是这样子，他说就是这一天我们就可以把车载走了，你要不要？
But they said that we're able to take a car this day. Do you want us to take it?
好，我们就说好了，车就载走了。
We said yes, and they took the car.
然后他就说什么时候会到？
And they told us when it would arrive.
星期五的时候会到。
It would arrive on Friday.
我们本来不知道这样，星期五的时候我们就已经买机票来这里了。
We didn't know this originally. We had already brought our ticket to arrive here on Friday.
然后他说星期五什么时候我们也不知道啊。
And we didn't know what time.
什么时候都有可能。
What time on Friday? It could be any time on Friday.
好，那结果我们今天来到这里，在 freeway 的时候看到我们的车就在那个 truck 上面。
So today, after we arrived, while we were on the freeway, we saw our car.
那我们也能够来到这个地方，看到这个车子被载在这个 truck 上面，其实也是因为神的恩典。因为我们本来是赶不上这班飞机的。
Just to be able to see this car on the tow truck, it was also a blessing of God. Originally, we couldn't get onto this plane.
很多事情真的都是最后一分钟，哎，神就把它连接起来。
Many things that in the last minute, God allowed them to plan out
perfectly. 真的，我们依靠神啊，神就为我们补足一些我们的缺陷。我们人动作慢。我们有时候来不及，但是神就帮我们补足了。
If we rely on God, God will take care of things that we may not be able to take care of.
所以真的神是行奇妙事的神。
That truly God is a God who has done wonderful works.
我们今天早上要去飞机场 check in 的时候
，This morning when we were going to the airport to check in,
带了八大件的行李要去 check in.
We had eight large luggages.
我们到的时候，其实他如果按照正常程序，应该是不能够 check in 行李的。
That according to the rules that we cannot check in any more luggage.
但是这个办事人他还很好心的帮我们这样子每一个行李都 check in 进去了。
But the clerk was very nice and allowed us to check in all these luggages.
那我们 check in 进去了，都称重，然后就这样子很顺利的就去安全检查。
That we checked them in and weighed them, and very smoothly we went through security.
前面排了好多好长的队伍。
That security line was very long.
剩下30分钟，飞机就要起飞。
We only had 30 minutes, and the plane was taking off.
就在这个安全检查当中，动作又特别慢，很多人就动作慢，就是花了一些时间。
That in the situation, many people were moving very slowly, and it took up time.
等到真的到登机门的时候
，When we got to the gate，
那个登机的人说，这个门本来应该要关起来的。
That they said that this door was originally going to close。
但是他还让我们进去了。
But they let us go in。
我们就成了最后一个进去飞机的这批旅客。
That we were the last guests to go into this plane。
进去坐好的时候，离起飞剩下5分钟。
That after we sat down in the plane, there were only 5 minutes left。
坐下去的时候，坐好了3分钟之后，飞机就要离开了。
3 minutes after we sat down, the plane was taking off。
一般。飞机都15分钟以前就关门，就不让人进来了。
Usually the plane they close their doors 10 to 15 minutes before take off.、
所以这个每一件事情神都我们安排的刚刚好。
And with every situation God has planned perfectly.
那所以那现在 来到这里也顺利能够把这个车子 接手。
That we have come here and God has planned perfectly for our car to be here.
因为这个车子再来的时候，他说一定要有人来把这个车子领车子，不能够你是人还没有到。
Because they said when the car arrives, somebody has to be here to get the car. We have to be here.
神知道要发生什么事情，所以神就把每一件事情都为我们安排得很好。
So God knew the plan and He planned everything perfectly.
所以神真的是行奇妙事的神。
That God truly is the God of wonderful works.
他对我们所怀的意念都是平安的，就要带领我们的脚步，让我们体会他作为的。
That all His thoughts towards us are peace and not of evil. To God.
真的要去陈明神的作为哈，他的心意真的是不能胜数。第五节特别说，真的神的作为太多了，我们没有办法一一数算。
That God's wonderful works are too many that they cannot be counted.
所以今天我们能够懂得依靠神，其实是因为我们体会过神的作为的。
That to know to rely on God is because we have experienced His wonderful works.
我们的信心是从生活当中体验而生出来的。
That our faith has grown from our experiences.
那今天如果我们得到了这个依靠之后，我们应该做什么？
Today we have received this reliance. So what should we do?
我们这个虚空人生当中唯一的依靠就是这位真神。
That is this life of vanity. Our only reliance is God.
但是我们有依靠之后，我们得到这个依靠之后，我们到底只是来享受这个人生呢？
But after we receive this reliance, do we just enjoy this life?
还是我们会进一步去述说神的这个作为呢？
Or do we take the extra step to declare His wonderful works?
我们现在来看第四十篇的第九节第八节。
Let's look at chapter 40, verse 8.
第八节，我的神啊，我乐意照你的旨意行，你的律法在我心里。
Verse 8, I delight to do your will, O my God, and your law is within my heart.
第九节。
Verse 9.
我在大会中宣传公义的佳音，我必不止住我的嘴唇，主啊，这是你所知道的。
I have proclaimed the good news of righteousness in the great assembly. Indeed, I do not restrain my lips.
第十节。
Verse 10.
我未曾把你的公义藏在心里，我已陈明你的信实和你的救恩。我在大会中未曾隐瞒你的慈爱和诚实。
I have hidden your righteousness within my heart. I have declared your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from the great assembly.
今天我们找到这个唯一的依靠的第一个做法，就是我们乐意照神的旨意行。
That after we have received this reliance, the first thing we have to do is to do His will.
神的律法在我们的心里。
His law is within our hearts.
所以我们是从心里面愿意去顺服神的指示。
That in our hearts we are willing to follow the will of God.
这就是我们有倚靠的人第一个一定会改变的，就是我们的生活有准则，因为我们有神的话语。
This is the first thing we will change if we have found this reliance.
我们不是被强迫说哦，你不做这个事情你会得到惩罚，不是这样子的。
That we were not forced that if we do not do this thing we will be punished.
而是我们很乐意的照他所讲的话去做，因为我们知道他的话里面有恩典。
That very willingly we do according to His will because we know that there is grace and truth.
那我们照神的旨意行，接下去我们的生活方式，我们的作为就会改变。
If we do according to God's will, then our lives, our actions will change.
改变就是在第九节这里所说的，我们会传扬神的美德，然后用不同的方法。
That this change is in verse 9, that we will proclaim the good news in different methods.
你看神的美德是什么？
What is the righteousness of God?
第九节跟第十节讲神的五大美德。
That in verse 9 and 10, it talks about five things.
你看第九节那里说神他是公义的，他的福音叫公义的福音呢。
In verse 9, it says that God's the good news is good news of righteousness.
好，那在第十节说，第十节说我未曾把你的公义藏在心里，他特别强调公义。神的公义。
In verse 10 it says, I have not hidden your righteousness within my heart with emphasis on righteousness.
第十节说你的信实和你的救恩。
I have declared your faithfulness and your salvation.
所以神的信实跟神的救赎，这就是神的美德。
That God's faithfulness.
神是一直很守信用的。
God's faithfulness and also salvation are also characteristics of God.
那我在大会当中未曾隐瞒你的慈爱和诚实，慈爱和诚实。
I have not concealed your loving kindness and your truth. Loving kindness and truth.
我们诚实其实把它翻，应该把它翻成真理。
That that it's His truth.
就是，不只是很诚实，很 honor， 很 honest， 对不对？我们不会讲谎话而已，是真理啊，真理永不改变的。
That it is not just being honest, but it's the truth that never changes.
所以信实表示他是守约施慈爱，他是守约的神。
that God is the God of that follows these laws.
施慈爱的神。
That there is God of loving kindness.
公义的神。
That righteous God.
他是赐给人真理的神。
That he is the God who gives us truth.
那这个就是神的美德。
This is the beauty of God.
我们今天如果信靠神，我们就会看到神这个特点。
Today, if we rely on God, we will be able to see this characteristic.
然后之后呢，我们应该怎么做
？Afterwards, what do we do?
你看他这里第九节、第十节，我们注意看他的动词，他本身用怎么在形容他的作为。
In verses 9 and 10, if we especially look at the verbs.
第九节说我要在大会当中宣传，我要去讲。
In verse 9, I will proclaim the good news.
第九节的第二句话，我不会止住我的嘴唇。
And verse 9, I will not restrain my lips.
你看，你如果注意看他这个用词，在第九节讲的不止住我的嘴唇，跟第一节那里说第三十九篇的第一节，我谨慎我的言语，在人面前我谨慎言语。
If we look at verse 9, it says, I do not restrain my lips. It also says in chapter 39, verse 1, I will restrain my mouth.
所以我们谨慎言语不是说我们看到人什么话都不要讲。
So restraining our lips, it doesn't mean when we see people, we do not say anything.
不造就人的话不要讲。
Don't say things that do not, that...
对不对？不会造就人，不会 edify 别人的话，不要讲。
That don't say words that don't edify people.
污秽的话不能讲。
That evil words don't say.
对这个恶人或者对你不喜欢的人讲出那狂傲的话，这个话不能讲。
Towards people who are evil or people we don't like, we don't say malicious words.
但是我们要不能够止住我们的嘴唇去不讲，不去讲神的这些美德。
But we cannot restrain our lips from speaking the good news of God.
所以我们要打开我们的嘴巴去讲神的信息。
So we have to open our mouths to speak the truth of God.
然后第十节，我们看四十篇第十节说，我未曾把你的公义藏在我的心里。
In chapter 40, verse 10, I've hidden your righteousness within my heart.
我不是只是我自己知道就好了。
It's not that I just know it myself.
而是要接下去说，我把它陈明，我要把你讲明白。
But to hide them in your heart and to declare it.
也就是说，我自己要明白之后，我要把它向众人讲清楚。让众人可以明白，一起了解。
That after understanding it, to tell it to other people so others understand.
那第十节他直接说，我不会隐瞒，在大会当中不会隐瞒你的慈爱和诚实，就是勇敢的做见证。
That I have not concealed your loving kindness, so we will give testimony courageously.
所以宣传神的美德，这个我们所依靠的真神，他用这个方式来表达的。
That he has not concealed your loving kindness.
我们尽量去讲神的福音。
That courageously speak the gospel.
我们一定的不会止住嘴唇，所以我们该讲的话、该讲话的时候，我们就勇敢的讲。
That we will not restrain our lips, and when we have to talk, we will speak courageously.
我们一定要自己明白之后，一定要向众人述说清楚，所以一定要教导。
After we understand it ourselves, we have to speak it to other people.
接下来我们要勇敢做见证，不可以把神的慈爱跟诚实、他的真理把它隐藏起来。
And afterwards, we have to speak testimony courageously to not hide it.
让众人一起来得到这个伟大的依靠。
So the great assembly can receive edification.
这个就是今天大卫他所留下给我们的教导。
So these are the teachings that David has left with us today.
那如果我们能够像他这样子过日子，我们的人生绝对不虚空的。
If we're able to live our lives like this, we will not live our lives in vain.
所以我们最后看第十六节。
So we also got verse 16.
愿一切寻求你的，因你高兴欢喜。愿那些喜爱你救恩的常说，当尊神为大。
16. Let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let such as love your salvation say continually, "The Lord be magnified."
愿我们都能够像大卫这里所讲的，在这个看起来是虚空人生里面，我们的心尊主为大，以神为喜的。
May we all do according to what God, according to what David has said, that in this life that seems of all vanity, we may be able to find this reliance.
我们内心充满喜乐。
That in our hearts we will have joy.
因为得到神的救恩。
Because we have received reliance.
我们得到真实的依靠。
We have received true reliance.
我们有永恒的盼望。
That we have eternal hope.
我们的人生是非常的充实，有价值的。
Our life is full and of value.
愿主耶稣带领我们。
May God continue to guide us.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
237首。
237.